What are you doing here? How did you... The show doesn't start until tomorrow. I know there's people camped outside waiting, but... How did you get in here? Hey... I know you. What, silly? You don't recognize me? It's only your favorite idol. I'm who you're here to see, aren't I? Whoa. Don't freak out. Yes, of course I recognize you. You are my biggest fan, after all. You've been at every single show I've ever had. Even back from when I was making music on my own before I debuted, you were at those too. Always in the front row. I don't know how you do it. Especially now. Tickets are crazy to get. I just like to scope things out before I perform. Alone, just to get the feel. But seriously, how did you get in here? Interesting. If you say so. Oh, but you're of course in so much trouble. Follow me. I don't want to hear you protest even a little bit. Unless you want something really bad to happen. That's what I thought. So, why don't you just follow me? Come, come. Yes, this is the outfit I'm going to be wearing. Not that you'll know. Of course. You're going to be blacklisted, I'm afraid. Well, this is borderline stalker behavior. Being in here? And I was all alone? Who knows what you could have done to me? Security's going to be very, very angry. But I suppose it's partially their fault. Alright. Just step in here. Don't worry about that. The lights are motion activated. Not the way it's dark. After you. That was so easy. But what can I say? I'm your favorite idol after all. You would do anything I say, wouldn't you? Follow me to the ends of the earth, or... a dark room that you've never been to before. It's so cute and how obedient you are. Oh, silly. There's no security. I would never blacklist you. You're my favorite little pet. You're so obsessed with me. It really gets me going. Nobody loves me like you do. You've been watching, listening to me since day one. And I've noticed. Of course I have. You're my most important fan. And, well, you deserve a reward for being so loyal. Of course you do. You've been so good. Even those days that I had to cancel, even those days that had bad weather or long waits, you were there for all of them. What more could I ask for than your complete and utter devotion to me? You know, everyone thinks that it is a certain way, this job. That I must have people lined up left and right. But the truth is, everyone is so intimidated by my fame, talent, they'd never dare approach me. It's actually so incredibly lonely. But no matter how lonely it gets, I know that at every show, all I need to do is look up, and you'll be staring back at me. You've helped me more than you could ever know. I don't even want to think about that, but I've grown to love and appreciate you from afar. You're the only one who can handle me, I think. Of course. Everybody wants me to be an example, but screw that. None of them actually know me, what I'm like. How slightly unhinged I can be. But you... you already are so obsessed with me. It doesn't matter, does it? I could step on your pathetic little throat right now and you would still... I'm getting ahead of myself. But I think you're beginning to understand where I'm coming from. Aren't you, little pet? Exactly. See, you understand. I knew you'd understand. Well, is it everything you dreamed of? Everything you hoped for? Meeting me, being so close. Do I smell as delightful? Is my outfit just as perfect? My hair just as well placed? Oh, don't lie. I know you fantasize about this. What it would be like to meet me, to have me right in front of you, to actually be able to converse with me. Is it how you imagined? Even better. I knew you wouldn't disappoint. You know exactly what I like to hear. You tell me all the things that I like. Because you just know me that well. It's so romantic, don't you think? Oh, and yet, I know so little about you. I think we're going to have so much fun together. Don't you? What? Go? Where would you possibly need to go? Girlfriend. What do you mean, girlfriend? You have a girlfriend? Since when? Well, that's not what I wanted to hear, is it? No, I didn't want to hear that. Why do you have a girlfriend? You have me. You don't need anyone else. When? How long? I thought you liked me. No. It's not true. You don't have a girlfriend. I'm all you need. You don't need anyone else. You only need me, right? Say it. See? I knew it. You don't need anyone else. You just need me. I'm the only girl for you. You don't need anyone or anything else. I'm the only thing that... Miffed. Yes, I'm just miffed. That's it. I'm just so stressed because of my show tomorrow. That's all. Nothing to do with you, of course. Absolutely nothing. No, why don't you just sit right there? You don't need to go anywhere. It's just us right now. Isn't that what you wanted? Of course it is. You wouldn't want anything else than to be with me. Right? Good. That's a good little pet. So obedient and obsessive. Just like how we need you to be. Good pet. Never going anywhere. Why don't you just live in my dressing room, Come on tour with me. Be in my studio while I write my songs. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Of course you would. You're an obsessive little pet. And the only thing you want or need is me. Only I can fulfill you and satisfy your needs. Only me. Nobody else. Not any other stupid girl. Just me. See? We're finally seeing eye to eye. You don't need anyone else. So you can kiss that stupid girlfriend goodbye. You won't be seeing her anymore. No, of course not. I won't ever let you out of my sight again. You belong to me, and I belong to you. Isn't that what you wanted? Now, it's time for your reward, don't you think? Since you've just been so good. And since, of course, you've agreed to leave that stupid girlfriend of yours behind for me. I think your devotion is so inspiring. It's almost as if it's inspiring my hands to move on their own. Run down your chest, right to your dick. It's definitely not throbbing right now. No. No, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? If you were hard already, just for me talking to you. No, of course not. My hands must be mistaken then. This definitely isn't your rock-hard throbbing cock in my hands right now. No, definitely not. And you also definitely wouldn't mind if I just unlatched your belt, unzipped your pants, and pulled it out. Right? Because there's no boner for me to even pull out in the first place. So you definitely wouldn't mind if I just took a peek. You make such adorable noises, my pet. All for me. All because you're fucking obsessed. How many times have you come to me? How many times have you thought about fucking me? How many times have you been laying alone in your bed at night with your headphones in and your hands down your pants just replaying me over and over and over and over. Definitely not coming to the sound of me. Oh, definitely not. No, you would never. No, that's right, because you're a good boy. You're a good pet. You would never do that. Makes me so wet just thinking about you doing it, though. Even though you definitely don't. God. Twitching in my hand. It almost makes me think otherwise. You don't mean to tell me that? You really do think about fucking me? No, no, no. You have to say it. Because if you don't fucking say it, how else am I supposed to know? Say it. Out loud. Want to fuck me? Even now? What a pathetic, obsessive little fan you are. How many times have you touched yourself to me? Do you even know? Can you even remember? It's so hot. I don't mind. No. Your reward? Why don't we take care of this for you, you little pet? Sweet, sweet boy. You know what? I changed my mind. You've been so good. You deserve more than just a hand job, don't you think? After all this time, I think I know what you want. So, I'm gonna touch myself. And you're gonna watch. But you can't come unless I tell you to. If you do anything without permission, I'll be very cross. You wouldn't want to make me angry, would you? Of course not. So, why don't you be a good boy? And just edge yourself for me. You don't come until I fucking say so, you understand? Slide my panties off. And the skirt makes for easy access. I always wear easy access clothes for you. Don't tell me you haven't noticed. I always thought that one day maybe I'd be lucky enough you'd slip past security. How is it? Can you hear how wet I am for you? Watching me play with myself in front of you. One finger in. It should be your dick. Oh, but it isn't. Oh, but it should be. If only you could move. If only I would let you get up and just fuck me. But no, you can't move. That's too easy. You need to suffer. You need to touch yourself there on the other side of the couch and just be patient. Two fingers. Enough. Tell me that you need to be punished. Oh, fuck. Oh, so cute. So pathetic. more. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't you dare fucking come. Don't you dare fucking come. Unless I tell you to. You don't want me to get angry at you. Oh, fuck. I want your dick deep inside of me. Coming on my obsessive, pathetic fan's dick. Oh, that would be so cute, didn't you think? So odd. And you'd just be begging for it. And I might oblige. If I was feeling like. You wanna come? Beg. Go ahead. Beg. You know what I wanna hear. So why don't you just say it already? That I'm the only one for you. Nobody else can satisfy you except for me. So say it, and beg. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you're such a good boy. Fuck. Fuck. Come with me. Together. Oh, I'm so close. So much. You've been holding all that in for me, haven't you?